It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host Jonathan. Mysteries, ghosts, monsters and lore. East Coast Esoterica and so much more. If it's odd to you, friend, it's on the odd to Newfoundland.
Ghostly greetings from the oldest city in North America. I'm your host, John Mallard, bringing you the best in East Coast Esoterica. You, my friends, have stumbled upon the Odd and Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. Welcome to episode 90 of your monthly paranormal variety show. Having you here is better than a call from an old friend of yours you haven't seen in a long time. Maybe burying a hatchet or two. Or having you here is better than finding an extra bag of chips in your pantry during the pandemic. Why? Because you're wonderful. A masterpiece, beautifully made, important to people because you are important to me. Highly favored by your creator, whether that's God or by the law of averages and physics working in tandem, you, my friend, are an oddball. And here on this show, your family, and we are one. You hear the calmness in my voice, can't you? You want to know why? Because I just had the most just reassuring and calming conversation with a very special guest by the name of Georgia Woodbine, who's going to join me right now, actually, on this very special bonus episode of the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. I want to put out extra episodes every now and then just to, you know, touch in with you guys, make sure everything's okay. And, you know, if you guys are experiencing anything while this is all going on, why not leave a little post down in the comments? I mean, I've seen a few people kind of commenting already on my stuff. You can tell people got a lot of extra time on their hands because, like, the comments are like 20,000 words long. But, you know, even just leaving a little something or other saying, you know, John, really like this episode. Hey, John, when are we going to talk about ghosts again? You know, that kind of thing. It's a different feeling right now doing this podcast. It really is. I feel like I'm like reaching out to the outside world. I really do. This post-apocalyptic episode is definitely ongoing. As you can tell, now we almost got 4 weeks of quarantine done, and John has lost his mind completely and sounds really, really strange. But something really, really cool happened. Yeah, you know, only I would have this happen for me in... I actually got good news. So maybe you guys would like to hear some of that good news. My good news is I've actually hooked a brand new sponsor for the Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. Their name is Accusonus. And Accusonus is going to make my podcast sound, well, amazing. I had this opportunity to kind of talk with one of their reps and just be like, man, I'm in love, absolutely in love with this audio equipment. I'm in love with it. I need to use this software basically that goes on your existing PC to help clean up my interviews. And there was one little thing called the Reverb Remover. Okay. So I got a free trial of that, and I used it a couple times. And as you guys can probably hear, my voice is a little different. I'm in a bigger room now. My voice sounds a bit smaller, and my voice is a little bit more echoey. So, yeah, I use this Reverb Remover from Accusonus, and it, like, makes my podcast sound amazing. And here's the scary thing about it. Here's the scary thing. You ready? It's a freaking knob. All you do is turn a knob. No more cutting, no more pasting, no more farting around. You just turn the knob up and it takes the reverb out. And here's the really cool thing about that. They've actually got a declipper, de-esser, a noise remover, a plosive remover, and my personal favorite as a podcaster, a voice leveler, which actually just saves me so much time with my editing. So bless them. They've taken the chance to sponsor my show, not just for a couple of months. I've got a new sponsor for a year, guys, a full year of sponsoring the show, which couldn't have come at a more desperate time. as we all enter this just darker time. So you know what I want you guys to do? I want you guys to support Akisanis. And they're reasonably priced. Right now, they got a pretty good sale on the go. Not going to lie to you. I'm actually a fan of it. Their equipment to buy all this is like $400 for all these things. Now, to any editor out there, that's very understandable. In fact, this is plugins, basically, that you can put in your computer with an existing, like, software. Like, I use Audacity for all my stuff. This plugs into Audacity. That's amazing. These things are $60 each, $400 for the whole package here. And you guys can get the whole thing right now for $150. So you know what? If you want your podcast to sound amazing, or maybe you got a band, or you like to record yourself in video, stuff like this, this is the software for you, because it takes all the work out of it. You literally just highlight your work, and you turn a knob, and it fixes it. It fixes audio. I can't recommend them highly enough. Find a link down below, down in the show notes.
Tonight's guest is desperately needed. I am putting this out as bonus content for all my wonderful listeners out there, as well as for all you out in radio land. We need somebody to help lift our spirits in these trying times. There's absolutely no doubt that this COVID-19 thing has just absolutely ransacked the world, so to speak. People are living in their houses. People are living in fear. But you know what? This doesn't have to be your prison. Tonight's guest is a change agent, lifestyle transformation coach, author, and speaker. And she's here to help you change your mindset, to transform your life. She's been featured on the Learning Annex, Daily News, the Huffington Post, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and Rolling Out. Tonight, I have Georgia Woodbine on the On the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. Georgia, it's a pleasure to have you on. As you can imagine, we just so desperately need someone like you who's just going to shine the light in the darkest of times. And I'll give you the floor, because what you do is inspirational, man. You do some pretty incredible things. You change people's lives for the better.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here on your show. Definitely.
If there was any piece of advice you could give to somebody right now who's just going through the hardest times, like I just think of, just for instance, the mental health toll this is going to take on people. We're not being able to leave their houses alone. You know, have you got any advice to help these people right now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the coronavirus has had, of course, such a major impact on the world, you know, leaving everyone uncertain of what's coming next. And most people right now can't understand what's happening. But what's happening is there's a global shift. There's a shift of everyone's consciousness level, where it's no more business as usual. You know, this, what's happening now is an interruption of our daily living. And it's showing us just how vulnerable we really are. And also at the same time, just how interconnected we are with each other. You know, what's happening right now is there's no prejudice against anyone. And we're all on the same plane right now, trying to navigate this new normal, regardless of your race, your gender, your culture, your religion, your income level, or even your age. And absolutely everyone is fearing the unknown. I understand that it's very confusing for everyone right now, but it's also especially so important at this time to embrace the unknown and to accept that we can't control what's happening right now. And so it really doesn't matter how well you prepare or you plan. You never know what the future holds. And that's something that's always inevitable. You know, so the only thing in life that's constant is change and growth. And we have to embrace that. And it's anything that, you know, where there's change or transformation, it's always a painful process. And so I have been through a lot of things in my life. I have experienced loss of loved ones. I have experienced loss of my home, loss of materialistic things. So I think that now that this is happening, it has prepared me mentally. And this is a time for people to get to a place of mental toughness. What do I mean when I say mental toughness? It's meaning stretching yourself beyond your average way of thinking, trying not to make sense of what's happening right now, because no one can really make sense of what's happening. And the best way to cope with change is to have a transformational mindset. When you have a transformational mindset, it usually happens when there's a moment of solitude. And that's where this isolation is coming in, where we're also isolated. But what it's doing is it's forcing people in society to really not confuse being alone with being lonely, because it's in solitude where you discover, you know, your purpose, your true identity, why you're here, what you're meant to be doing with your life. And so that's what I really believe is happening right now.
You know, I heard people say it on another podcast and on TV and stuff like that. Like, one of the things people keep saying, it's like, it's level the playing field. It's level the playing field. The people who are in power suddenly have no power. The people who are mm-hmm. who are rich beyond belief are suddenly doing the same thing as the person who's as poor beyond belief. It's very humbling in many different ways. Mm-hmm. You know, and here you are. You're in New York. You're in New York, one of the hardest hit mm-hmm. place on the planet. How are things in New York right now?
You know, it's really unpredictable. It's painful. It's challenging. You know, it's heartbreaking to see what's going on around you. But, you know, like at the same token, I said, it's like you have to be so mindful, especially at this time, to protect your mind. And I think that when you become so consumed with the media and the news and everything that's being said, and you kind of you start feeding off your fear and your anxiety and your stress, and that's really not going to help you to deal with the situation. You know what I mean? Or even help you recover from this situation. So one of the things that I'm talking about to really share with people is how important your mindset aspect is important to what's going on right now, because taking your control of your life and your health begins with your mindset. You can't change anything unless you're willing to confront it. And when you challenge yourself to do something or to think beyond or what's possible and push yourself to move past your preconceived limitations, once you learn how to let go and to just believe and have faith and not be in so control. I think what's really affecting people right now is, like you said, the fact where there is no control. People have lost control. And so we've lived in a society where everybody feels like they're so in control of so many things. And one of the things I would share is how to look at the positive things that's coming out of this. You know, how many people are helping other people that are actually taking time out, people that are working from home that has never, ever in so many years have had this opportunity to work from home, to be with their families, to spend time with their children. I've never seen so many people going for walks with their family like I have now. So I know most people would look at the negatives that's coming out of this, but there's so many positives coming out of this. And the reason why is because people are forced to change the way that they're thinking. They're forced to level up their consciousness level to understand that, you know, the value of life. You know, now people are walking around because they're figuring out, like, oh my gosh, you know, life is so valuable. You know, don't take it for granted. Don't take your family for granted. Don't take your friends for granted. Don't take your loved ones for granted, because no one knows what tomorrow's going to bring.
I'm just a big fan of Facebook still to this day, because now Facebook seems like it's all important again. Just to check on our friends and have video calls. And, you know, just the other day, like my dad, of course, he's been, well, really, he's been a cancer patient for a decade now. So his immune system is pretty well down. I'm not going to see my father till probably November by the sounds of things. If we're smart about it over here. You know, I'm very fortunate to be in Newfoundland, which is an island. We only have a small population, 500,000. Like, This place is, we're actually doing pretty good. We only got a couple of hundred cases here. But the reality of it is, this is going to blow up and spread really quick. And it's forcing people, you are right, to kind of be, well, looking for the positives. And there's no doubt that having more time on our hands and stuff like that is very beneficial. You know, just week, my wife just downstairs painting my child's room with her, and they're putting weird stuff on the walls and stuff. It was like, wow, they'd never done this before. Me, it was like, hey, I finally got time to paint the doors. Like, there's a positive there. And I'm also a very fortunate fellow. I am a foster parent to medically fragile children. It just so happens I have a placement right now. So I never lost my job because of this, thank God. But it's coming. And the way I see it is, well, I kind of got to do as much as I can now. The things I love, I got more time for. So spending time with my kids, looking after a foster baby. Got my gym put together downstairs now, and my podcast studio redone. You're actually the 10th interview I've done in the last week, as I'm banking up a bunch of podcasts to have ready. So this is really cool. And I'm not ashamed to admit that I usually don't – I only have one guest a month usually on my monthly podcast. So I'm kind of banking them up now to give myself a little free time. So, you know, those are just some of the things I'm doing. Are there things out there you think people could be doing right now to, quote, unquote, like you mentioned earlier, protect their mind? You know, mind, body, and spirit, really, you know?
Well, yeah, there are a few things that people can do to navigate beyond their fears of uncertainty. And a couple of things that I want to share with your audience is that one, where I talked about a little bit earlier, reducing your exposure to the news, because, you know, you have to try to avoid the news during vulnerable times of day, such as the beginning of your day or right before bedtime, because it will have an impact on your thinking and what you focus on. So you have to, I'm not saying don't be aware of what's going on and not know what's going on, but protect your mind and don't get sucked in to the point where it's consuming your every thought. Another thing, like you said, you have your gym, you know, exercise. This is a great time for people to go for a walk, go for a run, go exercise, do what works best for you, because when you exercise, it releases endorphins and serotonin and other happy chemicals in your brain. So definitely use this time to exercise if you haven't had the opportunity to do that. And meditation, which is a big piece of transforming your mindset. You know, trying to take a few minutes out your day, at least like 5, 10, 15 minutes, and just try to gain some kind of stillness in your day. And what happens is when you observe and control your thoughts, it gives you clarity, gives you focus, it gives you ideas, it gives you creativity. So make meditation a part of your daily habit. Another thing that's very important for people, especially now, is to speak positive affirmations, because you have so much negativity that's coming from you from every single angle. You have to start to retrain your thoughts and try to speak positive affirmations. So positive affirmations and positive self-talk can help you really change your perspective and reinforce positive thinkings. Of course, you also mentioned, John, about connecting with family and friends. And like you said, that with technology and videos and just really letting go of grudges, forgiving people, letting go of the anger and the pain and let go of those feelings that don't serve you, because, you know, connection is the cornerstone of happiness. So those are just a few things that people can do to really get on a path of navigating beyond their fears. Because what happens is once you start to focus on negativity, it basically consumes your thinking and it creates more fear and it creates more worry and it creates more anxiety. And when you fixate on negativity and thinking the worst, it just creates more of that fear and worry and anxiety and stress and, of course, many other negative emotions, which consumes your mindset. So, you know, you have to be very, very careful with what you allow your mind to consume, especially at this time.
And I liked how you put it too. You got to limit the amount. You're not saying turn a blind eye to what's going on. That's not what you're saying at all.
Right.
What you're saying is, you know, listen to your news for an hour and that's enough. And to be honest with you, I can't even do an hour. I usually do the abbreviated short version that's released by the government. I'll check that out every day, see how many cases there are. And to be honest with you, I skipped the first three lines, which is newly infected, supposedly infected. And you know what I mean? I skipped down the last line, which is who have recovered. That's who I focus on because, you know, if there's 1,000 people who die from this, there's going to be 4,000 or 5,000 people who recover. So let's focus on that. Definitely, that's a positive.
Right.
You know, my heart goes out to everybody in New York, of course. I mean, we just can't catch a break in New York. God bless your hearts. Whenever there seems to be disaster, it's got to be New York or close to it. You know what I mean? And I think
I don't think anybody was prepared for something like this. Yeah.
No, this is invisible. This is. It's much scarier because we can't put a face to this. This is literally a virus, and it's invisible.
Right.
It's invisible. It's amazing how sometimes what you can't see is what drives us all, and I think that is very much what's going on here. You know, there's a lot of people out there right now who are just sitting back saying, oh my God, what am I going to do with all my free time? And then there's other people saying, oh my God, I got all this free time. This is going to be great. I think about all the people out there who have been thinking about writing a book, who have been wishing they had time to paint that picture, who have been, kind of working on a poem, who've been working on a song, people who haven't had a chance to play their favorite instrument in a long time. I think of, like, are we going to see a renaissance from this because people have so much more free time on their hands?
Well, there's a quote, John, and it says, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change, which is so profound. And I say that because you can choose to make this moment paralyze you or liberate you. And you can use this time to self-reflect and examine how you see your life, as well as others from a more spiritual place, where you have no choice but to surrender and believe that things will get better, regardless of how it looks on the outside. And this is why it's so important, as we talked about earlier, to guide your thoughts. Why? Because what you focus your attention on determines your emotional state. And so in order to get to a place where you can have experience more freedom of your thoughts, you have to start surrounding yourself and doing things that make you feel good, that make you happy. Focus on those things. Focus on those moments, you know. Visualize about, you know, moments that made you feel good, whether it's spending time with your family members, whether it's doing the things that you love, and take that energy and hold on to that positive energy. Because right now, that's really what's going to get you through what's going on right now. And that's what actually helps me go through what's going on right now. You know, my mom has been struggling with her health. She has a lot of health issues. So thank God, knock on wood, she's doing okay right now. So, you know, it's like, you know, you just have to just try to think positive. Don't think of the worst, you know. Try to control your thoughts and not let your thoughts control you.
You know, there's a lot of people who are going to take this and, like you had said, just then make this an opportunity. And, you know, I'm anxious a little bit myself always because, you know, as soon as I get over the fact that, oh God, I'm stuck at home forever. Once I realize, hey, I'm stuck at home forever. This is going to be great. It's a different feeling altogether. And, you know, I guess I don't have that financial burden on me right now either that a lot of people got. So that I'll leave it at that. I think that's a bigger part of everyone like that. You know, for me, I can't help but look out to the world and see all this going on and how people are doing things. And it's just, it's almost like a Bible prophecy come true, man. It's crazy. Like
it is,
man. Like people are, we are literally,
this is written through the book of Revelations. If anyone sits and read the Bible and really goes through the book of Revelations, you'll see that all of this stuff was prophesied.
Yep.
You know, centuries and centuries ago. So it's really about being aware. And like you said, you know, it's in times of unusual emergency where people are forced through adversity of temporary defeat, to change their habits, to change the way they think, and to think their way out of difficulty. So what this is doing is it's really forcing people to come up with other ways of doing things. It's forcing creativity. It's forcing innovation. And it's forcing people to just really think outside of the box. And so you look at how everybody's doing things, and people are working from home, and how are they figuring out how we're going to do this and how we're going to do that and this and this. And everybody's kind of being forced to think outside of the norm. And, you know, it's really, really, really showing us as people how much creativity we have, you know, and how we can use those skills and natural abilities and experience learned over the job and education and all these other things to really come up with solutions on how to make things function during this pandemic. So
I kind of feel too like
it's definitely forcing.
That there's no doubt, like you see online, people talk about how their liberties are being taken away because of this thing and stuff like that. But like, no, we're coming together globally right now for the first time in my lifetime. Anyway, the closest thing I've ever felt, was 9/11. That's the last time I felt anything at all like this in my heart, where people were coming together to unite and to help. And to support, that was the last time. And you know, I don't want to compare it at all to that, obviously, but the feeling community surrounding the tragedy is the same. You know what I mean? So it's interesting to see, so many different walks of life, so many different people. You know, they're doing the silliest stuff. It's really wild. Online right now is a great place to be sometimes. It truly is. Right. Well, one thing I do have, though, and one thing that is kind of going to be on a lot of people's radar, so to speak, is the word fear. There's no doubt. My wife is a frontline worker. She's a nurse. She's in a hospital. She's looking after – she literally works with older people. That's her job. My fear is my wife is going to work tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Like, I'm scared. I'm scared for her. But – being scared is nothing new to you. And one of your things you like to do with people is working through fear. So what would you do for people right now who are kind of feeling that fear right now?
Well, I would say the first step is to try to let go, because when you continue, fear is really about control. That's what it's about, controlling what's going to happen. And we can't control what's going to happen. So you have to let go of that feeling, because when you hold on to it and you want to control what's going to happen, it creates more frustration. It creates more anxiety. And we can see that we really have no control of what's going on right now. We don't. We don't have control. So at this point, you have to hold on to your faith. You have to hold on to whatever that religion you are, or whatever spirituality you have, or whatever it is in your life that you have to go to find some peace of mind. That's what you have to focus on right now. That's what you have to hold on to right now, because you don't have any control over what's happening. And the thing is, it's like, we're talking about the coronavirus, but there have been many viruses before this one. There was the Spanish flu in 1917. Which lasted for a year and infected 500 million people. Many people died, but many people also survived. And so if we look back at the past, there was also the Black Plague. You know, there are a lot of other viruses that have come and gone where it infected some people and they passed away. And also there were a lot of people that survived. So we have to focus on that. That's people that survived and the people that's getting better, to remove that fear of, okay, who's next? Am I next? Or is my family member next? Is this person next? You know, you can't think that way, because once you start feeding off that energy, it brings this big black cloud over you. And you feel like you're just sinking. So you have to let go of that control and you have to try. And I know it's not the easiest thing in the world. You know, I know it's easier said than done, but you have to try to let go of any negative feelings, because negative feelings just creates a negative emotional state. And when you're in a negative emotional state, you cannot make good decisions. So you have to try your best, especially at this time, to try to clear your mind and not cloud it with it.
You know what? I wish I could say the same for like my insulin levels. My God, do I need a life coach right now in the kitchen, because like I have just been doing nothing but potato chips and Tiger King for like 2 weeks now, and it's starting to catch up with me. So you know what? I'm gonna admit it, and I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna take one for the team, because I know there's a lot of my listeners out there right now who are just laughing their head off listening to this as I say, "Oh my God, can you help with my nervous eating? Like this stressful eating? Oh my God, I can't stop. It's crazy." And like,
when I found out, sorry, I don't mean to cut you, but when I found out everything was closed except for the liquor store, I was like, what is that? That's what I mean. I don't understand that.
Liquor store's got to stay open. You know,
everything is closed. That's essential? Alcohol? I didn't know that.
I guess I can't even justify it. But I guess the only justification I can see there is the fact that there might be alcoholics out there who have to drink. That's the only justification I have there. Can I be honest with you? I'm okay with it staying open. I'm okay with it staying open. Isn't it funny how everyone's like, "Oh my God, we just lost our job. We have no way to afford anything." And they come home with like 20 dozen beer, about 30 bags of Lay's potato chips, God knows how much Ruffles dip. Like, it's just so all these people who are and like your business is going to boom when this swings back up, man. Like, you're going to be so busy because all these people got to go back to work and be remotivated. And, you know, I think of, you know, when I read through your bio, stuff like that, what strikes me most is I could see you really just in my own mind's eye here. I could just see you really enjoying being up in front of people, talking to them and helping them through. And I could see just a whole world of people, and not just workplaces, churches and mm-hmm. youth centers. And
all walks of life.
All walks of life. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a return to work, and it's going to be just the weirdest thing. Like, is everyone going to go back and realize how miserable they are at their jobs again? And
well, you know what? No one is ever going to be the same after this. No one is ever going to be the same after this, because you can't not think about how this has impacted you or the people around you or the people you don't even know. So it will not be business as usual. You know, I think people are going to be thinking about their life differently now, because lives are being snatched so quickly away from people. I think that I'm hoping that people see the value of life and how you shouldn't abuse your body and how you shouldn't abuse your time and misuse your time and how you shouldn't take people for granted. I'm hoping and I'm praying that people will think differently, that they would see life differently, because this is really pushing people to do. It's forcing people to have a shift, the shift of their consciousness level. Like I said earlier, it's forcing you. You know, it's at the point where it's like you can't even fight it. It's right there. It's in your face. It's like hello. You know, you can't run from yourself anymore. You can't run from your true identity anymore. You can't run from, you know, things that you never wanted to confront anymore, because it's right there in your face right now.
I think one of the most interesting parts of all this is just that the culture has changed here. You know, Newfoundland's a pretty friendly place. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know if you ever heard about that show on Broadway, Come From Away. That's us. Okay. So we're pretty well known for our hospitality and stuff like that. But like, Okay. This has turned Newfoundland into this just oh my God. Like, we're all like Howie Mandel here. No one to touch each other. Like, no handshakes. Like, we're all germ freaks now. Like, this dude was walking around Walmart today. He had like the Darth Vader mask thing going on. Like, it was huge and black and was just like, my God, like, it's the biggest thing I've ever seen in my life. And like, and I see him and I do this and he's looking at me and I haven't got a mask on and I'm just like, oh God, like, am I supposed to have a Darth Vader mask? Like, what is going on here? And then like, this old lady walks up to me and she just comes up to me, like, does not give two F's about any of this. Watching me says, hello, my darling. Can you read the back of this card for me? Because I can't read it. She wanted to buy an Easter card. She couldn't read it. And I said, yes, my sweetheart, not a problem. I took the card and like took four steps away from her. Because I don't think, I think what I guess I'm getting at here is there's an extreme on both ends of how to react to this thing. And can we please all be somewhere in the middle? Like, do we have to be Darth Vader or little old?
You can't even sneeze or cough now. Okay?
You cough on the street, you might get shanked. This is the reality. There's an extreme there, though, Georgia. I think that's what I'm getting at here. There's an extreme part of this where people are going way too far. They're wrapping themselves in bubble wrap to go to a toilet. And then there's the other part of it where people are like, they just don't care. They're like it's like an episode of Trailer Park Boys. People are just outside running around in their underwear. They don't care.
You're so right. You're so right. Because I've been going for walks. I mean, I love to go for walks anyways. Yeah. I mean, I love nature. I enjoy nature. And I go for a walk around a park. And there's like people with tank tops and shorts on. And they're running outside. And then you have people covered up with their face covered up. Sunglasses, a scarf, jackets, everything. Like you said, it's like one extreme to the next. You're like looking at people like, this is like, I swear, I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone. You ever saw that?
Yes.
That TV show, The Twilight Zone? I really feel like this sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah, I know. And like, I think even to have that in your life at some point where you have to stop and say, what is going on? Like, it almost kind of reminds you that, is this real, what's in front of us? Is this just a play? Like, is this just, right. Like, are
is
what
a
we...
Bad
Yeah, like, is this a nightmare? Is this just something that's supposed to make us laugh and cry? Like, I feel, you know what this
right,
is?
At the same time.
You know what this is? This is Full House. That's what this whole pandemic is. It's Full House because it infuriates you 1 minute with its corniness. It makes you want to like never tell anybody about it ever again because it just embarrasses you.
Right.
And then there's the other part where like you just cannot get enough of it. And you know, you got to start mimicking it now, you know, got to do the Dave Coulier cut it out thing. And you know, it's Full House. It really is. Mm-hmm. It's everyone's guilty little pleasure. This coronavirus. Cause like, I'm telling you, that dude, like he had that Darth Vader mask on. I joked about that. But there was a guy who had like a real live Venom mask thing, like from, you know, Marvel Venom Spider-Man comic thing. Like it was a Spider-Man Venom thing, like over his face today at Walmart. And he was like styling. And another girl had one that had like Dolce & Gabbana on it. Like what the hell? These people are making like a fortune off these masks. We're in the wrong business. We're in the wrong business.
I never, ever, ever thought I would see, you know, people fighting over toilet paper and sanitizers. Never in a million years. I've never, ever would have imagined this. You know, toilet paper and sanitizer. Oh my gosh. I mean, come on. People are fighting over it. It's like, it's such a hot commodity. It's worth more than iPhones right now.
Okay, guys. So just let you guys look, hint for everybody out there. Okay. You ready for this? Okay. Here it comes. Are you ready? Cause I have a solution to this. Okay. It's called a bidet. It's called a bidet and it works. And I also have another solution. That's for the toilet paper. Okay. Hand sanitizer. Seriously. Hydrogen peroxide and probably some aloe vera. Mix it together. There you go. You're covered. And guess what's dirt cheap and not run out anytime soon? Soap. Just go get some soap and wash your hands. Seriously. And stop touching your faces. What's wrong with you? You know, my wife made the mistake of watching that movie Contagion a little while ago. Oh, God. This thing actually predicts this whole thing. So don't watch that movie or you'll think that Hollywood's really? Behind this. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is bad. A virus breaks out in China. It's called Contagion.
What's the name of the movie?
Contagion.
Contagious?
Contagion.
Okay.
Yep. It's on Netflix.
Oh, wow. Oh.
If you watch it, you'll go, oh, what the hell? You're like, this is creeping me out because it's literally the same thing. Like, it starts in China.
Wow.
Yeah. Although,
what year was that made?
I think it was 2011, 2012, somewhere around there.
No way.
Yeah. I'm also surprised that The Simpsons haven't predicted this because they predicted everything else too, right? I don't know if you ever heard that theory before.
Really?
That The Simpsons have predicted, like they predicted Trump being president and they predicted, what else was it? Oh my God.
In this movie?
No, I'm talking about The Simpsons now, but in that movie, I'm talking about two separate things. So Contagion is its own movie that is about a virus that starts in China and spreads through air and touch and like devastates the world. Sound familiar? Yeah. It's like, who produced this movie? Nostradamus. Yeah. You know, in closing now, before I jump on and let someone else come on here, I just want to say thanks so much for taking the time to be on, Georgia. It's nice to have someone to joke and laugh with in these dark times. My listeners out there are certainly going to appreciate this bonus content as well. They certainly deserve it. I don't know how much entertainment they got, man. And I hope this has maybe brought a little smile to their face, you know, that we're crying and we're laughing at the same time and you can live in both worlds and you're going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's...
We'll be okay. We'll get through this together. We'll get through it. This too shall pass.
Yep. And I'm excited. I'm excited in a lot of ways because I know good things are going to come out of this. And this might change the way work weeks are. I mean, you know who's not hurting at all right now? Iceland. You want to know why? Because they already have a 25-hour work week from home.
Mm-hmm.
They've already done this. They're a utopia. Right. We want to move there. Mm-hmm. This is where we're going to retire to. And we're going to hoard all their chips. And we're going to... I think I'm going to send you a bag of Miss Vicky's salt and vinegar chips from Newfoundland. I'm going to send it in the mail to you.
Oh, God.
As a thank you for coming on and for my listeners. Guys.
Thank you. And I want to definitely share a free gift with your audience.
Okay.
It's the 5 Secrets to Turn Your Passion into Profits. Go to my website, www.georgiawoodbine.com. Put your name, put your email in, and I will send you that free guide. It's called The 5 Secrets to Turn Your Passion into Profits.
Ooh, I like that. I like that a lot. I got lots of passion. Mm-hmm. I got lots of passion.
Mm-hmm.
My passion for potato chips. What do you think? Think we get somewhere with it? Thank you, Georgia.
We'll figure it out. But thanks for having me. I really appreciate being on the show. Thank you.
Well, the time to say goodbye is upon us. But don't worry, you can keep track of the Odd Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast very easily. It's available on Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, and TuneIn Radio. Just look for the Odd Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast banner. Of course, if you'd like to keep up to date, you can always check out the Odd Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast Facebook page. Drop a like. And every single time a new show goes up, you'll be notified. You can also follow me, John Mallard, on Twitter, @ODDTONFLD. That's Odd to Newfoundland. Get your latest news on the podcast as well as the ever-popular parajoke of the day. From the oldest city in North America, I bid you adieu from the Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast.